WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour here on WBSM. Sometimes app chat messages go off the rails. We were getting some suggestions for the chicken sandwich name. First of all, the sweet and savory salted caramel chicken sandwich that you can get at Tailgate Bar and Grill in Dartmouth. You won't find it on the menu, though. We made an off-menu item. You can read about it at WBSM.com. Watch the video, too, on our social media channels and in the story. But participation trophy wife suggests the salted sweetie bird. I could picture myself walking in, sitting at the bar and be like, give me a salted sweetie bird. People will think it's a weird drink. But that's not a bad name at all. We're also getting some app chat messages with some old wives' tales. Sleepy Joe says, the old onion in the sock at bedtime to get rid of the cold or flu or fever. I used to wear an onion on my belt, but that was the style of the day. Sketty says, I believe soaking your feet in vinegar will take the toxins out. I'll be doing that. She says, I really don't know if it's true for me. A black cat can't cross my path. I will turn around and go home. When I haven't, it's turned out bad. Well, I've had black cats as pets, and they cross my path tons of times, and I don't think it affected my luck because it was bad anyway. So those are just some of the suggestions that we're getting in, and we'll take your calls at 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I'm out the door pretty soon, but I just wanted to chime in. My grandmother, my mother's mother, was loaded with superstitions, and one of them was the black cat thing about crossing your path. Oh, she thought that was terrible. If you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck. You can never buy any stationery or playing cards or anything with birds on them, which I love birds. When I was a kid, I wished I was a bird. I wanted to fly all over the place like birds do. But for some reason, my mother, I never knew this until my mother said, oh, I don't buy anything with birds on it because it's bad luck. I'm like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And what my mother used to say to me all the time was, oh, put your coat on and your hat, because if you don't, when you go outside, you're going to catch cold or catch your death of cold. And to me personally, if your immune system is down, you're going to catch everything that's out there. If your immune system is really in good working order, you can go outside in the snow in your bare feet and you won't catch a cold.
Don't forget, too, you can't give somebody a wallet or a purse or a pocketbook without putting money in it.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Because I have a girlfriend that every time she'd give me a wallet or a change purse or something, she'd always put a penny in it for good luck or something. That's right. Absolutely. I forgot about that one. There's so many. Oh, don't step on the cracks like you said, or you'll break your mother's back. That was a big thing growing up when I was a kid. You didn't step on the cracks.
I remember my mom yelled at me one time at the store, and I said, oh, yeah. And I started jumping up and down on the crack, but nothing happened.
You know, I don't know where these things originate from. I mean, like way back in the 1500s, you know, when you heard about cracking a smile now, you know, it was because they used to have that white plastery kind of powder on their face to cover up the smallpox marks on their face. So if they did smile, it would like crack that stuff all over their face that like Queen Elizabeth wore. So some of this originates from way back.
I do know where the mirror one comes from, because I wrote in my book Haunted Objects, I wrote about a haunted mirror. And so I did a little research into the, you know, where the bad luck idea comes from. And it comes from at a time, I believe it was ancient Rome. when mirrors were, they were very costly. They were very dear to have one of these things. They were not easy to acquire because they, it wasn't like today where you can just take the paint and paint glass and turn any piece of glass into a mirror. So it was very difficult to get a mirror and to construct one. So they considered them very precious. So they made up the wealthy people who own these mirrors made up this superstition so that the servants that carried around their mirrors would be more careful with them and wouldn't break them.
Oh, interesting. Well, again, my grandmother was loaded with them. You know, you can't open an umbrella inside the house. If you go through one door, you can't go through another door, you know, or you've got to go through a different door than the same door. I don't know, she had like a laundry list full of these superstitions. And I used to think it was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I used to just laugh about it, you know, but she really believed this. And I guess it was passed down maybe from her parents, you know, from generation to generation. I don't know. And when we were sick, my father used to make this homemade tea with liquor in it and oranges and cloves. And it actually, I mean, probably the liquor in it probably made us feel better.
That probably did the trick, yeah. The rest of it was just window dressing.
That's right, you know, but it was an old tea kind of remedy thing that he swore by, but probably because his mother did that with him and his brother, you know, when they were growing up. But, yeah, it's really interesting. I've enjoyed listening to all of this, and I've got to run. I've got, like, 50 million things I got to do today, but I just wanted to chime in and say I was really interested in this whole conversation.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Oh, you too now. Thanks.
Take care. Bye. 508-996-0500. So, yeah, one of the things about these stories is a lot of them are cautionary in nature. So the truth might not be what actually happens, but the reason that they're trying to make you cautious is probably, you know, worthwhile. So don't swallow gum because it'll stay in your stomach for 7 years. Well, that's not true. But also, if you swallow gum, it could get stuck in your throat. And it's not exactly safe. So, you know, I get where some of this stuff comes from. You know, one of the big ones was don't sit too close to the TV. It'll ruin your eyes. Well, first of all, I think everybody's eyes just degrade over time anyway. But think about how our faces are always in front of screens now. Computers, televisions, phones. We're always looking at screens. Now, keep in mind, too, the screens of today are different than the screens of when our parents were growing up and even when we were growing up when we had those cathode ray tube TVs. So you didn't have nearly it wasn't the same type of picture that was being projected now. But still, it didn't ruin your eyes. I remember my mom telling me too for years, we couldn't get a Nintendo because it would ruin the TV. And then finally we got a Nintendo. Like 4 years after I started asking for one, we finally got one for Christmas. And I said to my mom, I thought that they ruined the TV. And she looked at me and she goes, I just said that because I didn't want you to have one. So, okay. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I was listening to your conversation. You know, probably one of the worst nationalities for the whole superstitious stuff is the Portuguese nationality, especially the old timers. You know, we were growing up being told all this stuff, and our parents from their parents and, you know, generations going back. That whole thing about, you can't eat, you can't go swimming or take a bath or a shower till like 2 hours after you ate your food. You can't go outside with wet hair because, you know, you're going to get viciously sick. The whole, if you break a mirror, it's, oh my God, you know, it's the end of the world. There were, I mean, quite a few strange things that I'm not going to mention on the radio, but, I grew up with a mother who, Friday the 13th, I mean, this woman, she was so paranoid about Friday the 13th, it wasn't even funny. And as she got older, it became worse. I mean, it's almost like she couldn't really do anything on that Friday, the 13th. Like, she almost became like paralyzed. That's how bad that affected her. And I mean, she never explained to us why. I'm sure there was something maybe to that. Maybe, you know, her grandparents way back when, again, another one of those things of the, you know, Portuguese culture. Maybe she grew up with something that just got embedded in her brain that. But long story short, on that Friday the 13th, you know, it's pretty ironic. We only noticed that way after the fact. You know, when she died, what do you think her plot number became?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was number 13. And, you know, at first, like, we were like, oh, my God. But then, you know, we kind of laughed about it. But, you know, talk about... you know, being ironic. But yeah, that's where she ended up, in a plot number 13. And, you know, I mean, it never occurred to us. We never thought about it until like a couple of months after, when we were talking about, oh, do you remember what her, you know, the plot number was? And then when we went to go see. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny how strange things work. But anyway, I just called to give my little story. You have a good day.
Well, you as well. And I had a guy that I worked with that would not go to work on Friday the 13th. He called out every Friday the 13th. You go through the calendar and figure out what months had a Friday the 13th, and he would take personal days on those days. He wouldn't leave the house. So I can get that. I can understand why that would be. And I've said this before, when it comes to superstitions, I'm not superstitious. I don't really believe in it. But at the same time, if I spill some salt, I'm going to pinch some and throw it over my left shoulder. And one of the other ones that I have, it's probably more OCD than it is superstition, but I can't like do things that have the number 3 in them. So I can't leave the volume on something that has a 3. So it can't be 13. It can't be 43. It can't be 53. It can be 23 or 33, because 23 was Michael Jordan and 33 was Larry Bird. So those two numbers were okay, but the other numbers that have a 3 in them, not good. And I have no rational explanation for that. No rational explanation for it. And I remember when I was working as a cook and my son was little, I got this like weird quirk where I had to, when I was washing dishes at the diner, I had to do the silverware in a certain order, like the way that I put it into the thing to put in the dishwasher. And if I didn't do it in that right order, I would be like, oh, something bad's going to happen to my son if I don't do it correctly. And I went to my therapist and I told him about this. And I was like, I think I have like OCD because like, I think this is going to happen. And his response to me was, well, what if something bad did happen to your son? So you might as well just keep doing it. I was like, no, that's not healthy. No, that's not the right answer. I don't know if he was trying to make me. He also sucked as a therapist. So I don't know that I should even give him any space in my brain anymore. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Joe Saffield.
How's it going?
Now, what you just said, then why in the world would you work a 3-hour shift then?
I don't work a 3-hour shift. I just have 3 hours on the air.
Right. That's why. Only because you brought that 3 out. That's the only reason.
That doesn't bother me. That 3 doesn't bother me.
That's not the reason I called. I called. Did you listen to Freedom Fools yesterday with the two Bryans?
I heard a little bit of it. I was still here working, and I was I had the radio on while I was finishing up, but then I had to go shopping when I left, so I didn't catch all of it.
Okay, because I called in, and there was a little commotion, like usually, but let me bring something to the meeting that Brian is having tomorrow night. What's the purpose of that meeting?
So it's the committees on public safety and neighborhoods, and he wants to hear from the downtown stakeholders just to talk about what's going on downtown and to find out what their concerns are.
Okay, can I bring something to your attention?
Sure.
I think that Mr. Silverstein and Mr. DeMello tried to do that down there, and he got a lot of opposition from the councilors. As a matter of fact, it was Brian Gomes, if you listen to the tape, that said on the radio, we're not going to have people, and in the chambers, we're not going to have people from out of the city come and tell us how to run our thing, you know, our city. That's why the thing failed, because the city council voted it out. Now he wants to do what they wanted to do in the first place?
I mean, I don't know. I think what it is it's more, so this would be more what the city can do from a city level. So this isn't necessarily about the you know, organizing the business owners to band together. This is more about what city services are failing the downtown.
Okay, if that's the case, then why does he want the business people to go to the meeting, if that's the case?
Because he's asking them.
He's just backtracking. Like, you heard him on the pod yesterday. I did this. I did that. You know, I even brought up, like, I've been bringing it up all the time. He runs his mouth sometimes. Like when he said he's going to come on your program and tell us why he got fired from City Hall. I mean, from the hospital. And he never has done that. But he tells stories, and he has no backup to it. Like when I said, Steve Martin on the floor, it's on record that he said that Brian Gomes makes a lot of suggestions, but he never follows through. And yesterday, when I brought that up, he says, the only people that do this, my enemies, the city council, no city council would do that to me. So in other words, he's attacking me to the point because I'm the one that brought it up. And haven't people learned that I remember a lot of things they say when they open their mouths and I hold their feet to the fire? Now he wants, you know, it's just amazing how he wants to do the same thing that the two gentlemen that wanted it to downtown. That's ridiculous. That's the way he is all the time. He hasn't done a thing. You know, when a few years back when he put in to run for mayor and thing down at City Hall in the Brewer's office, everybody, Paul Centers was there, Clark Collins was there. Do you realize that he thought he brought up, and it's on record down there because they had it on tape. He thought he's been in the city of New Bedford all his life. He thought the post office closed at 4 o'clock. It closed at 4 o'clock, he said. Everybody, Paul Centers heard it.
Yeah, I mean, people make mistakes. You like to nitpick on everybody's little mistakes, Gilly. People just make mistakes. That's fine. If you ask me what time the post office closed, I might say 4 o'clock.
The people elect somebody to run there, to help them to go through all the problems, and they don't know what they're doing. But don't take credit where credit's not due to you. So that's all I want to say. Everybody should listen to that part. And it's only a cover-up.
Because
the city council turned that thing down that Mr. Mello and Mr. Silverstein wanted to do in the first place. Now he wants them to come here so they can tell him how to help him do this and do that.
Well, the podcast is uploaded now, so everybody can hear it.
Okay, well, they should go there. But it's a lot more other things. That's why the city council... You know, he was taking credit for everything. I did this. I did that. Washington Street. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine that? You know, it's amazing.
All right.
Like I say, it's better to keep your mouth shut and be considered a fool than to open it and remove all doubts. Because there's people out here that have a good mind and they remember all the words that I said and then they deny it. So thank you for your time.
All right, have a good day. I got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news with Mike and then more with you, 508-996-0500. Right now, though, people are waiting. They want that first cash code of the day to try to win some money. Boom.
President Trump expected to attend the Pope's funeral. Those leftover Easter eggs could make you sick. And Conclave comes to Prime Video today.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is denying a report that it's looking to replace Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. A White House X account posted, "Wrong, fake news," in response to an NPR story that said the White House was in the process of looking for a new leader at the Pentagon. Hegseth has come under fire after reports that he shared detailed military information on two different chats on the app Signal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called the report total fake news. Hegseth has not directly refuted new reports that he shared military plans in the Signal chat with members of his family. Police in Los Angeles say a bike-riding suspect allegedly cut down trees in downtown L.A.
LAPD officer Norma Eisenman says surveillance video shows the suspect wearing all dark clothing, riding up to a tree along Grand Avenue and cutting it down with a chainsaw. She says the suspect then went down the line, sawing down trees as they went, describing it as an act of vandalism. At least five trees have been toppled. Mayor Karen Bass calls it beyond comprehensible and that the shade trees will be replaced. I'm Jim Roop.
Air taxis are in the works at United Airlines. Archer Aviation says that they are partnering with United Airlines to develop an air taxi network in the New York City area. Passengers will be taken from Manhattan to nearby airports, piloted midnight electric air taxis that can carry up to four passengers. The service will eventually be able to book as an add-on to a regular airline ticket or through the Archer app. Well, Easter was on Sunday, and those colorful eggs might need to be thrown out. Bree Tennis tells us why.
You might have spent hours with the kids hard-boiling eggs, then dyeing them for Easter celebrations, but that's where the fun might have to stop. According to statefoodsafety.com, to avoid food poisoning, eggs used in the Easter egg hunt or left on the counter for more than 2 hours need to be thrown out. But eggs dyed and refrigerated immediately are good for about a week.
President Trump will attend the funeral of Pope Francis.
The president made the announcement on Truth Social Monday. The College of Cardinals will meet Tuesday to discuss funeral plans. Trump said he and the First Lady are looking forward to being there. The Vatican said on Monday the 88-year-old pontiff died from a stroke. I'm Brian Shook.
Sweden's hit reality show is live and offers viewers some great nature shots. The Great Moose Migration began airing on Sweden's public TV station. The live stream follows the moose migration on a path that they've taken for thousands of years to summer grazing pastures. The show airs nonstop for 20 days, following the moose with remote cameras and drones as they make their way through the forests and swim through the rivers. Last year's stream drew in 9 million viewers. The Oscar-winning film Conclave will be available for streaming today on Prime Video. The film centers around the death of a pope and the process of electing a new one. It comes as Pope Francis died from a stroke yesterday. Conclave won Best Adapted Screenplay at the Academy Awards and was nominated in 8 different categories, including Best Picture.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the White Sox yesterday afternoon 4-2. Seattle comes to town tonight at 6:45. Celtics and Magic, Game 2 tomorrow night at the Garden. And the NFL Draft is coming up on Thursday. Patriots have the 4th overall pick.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good Tuesday morning, starting out with temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. Couple spots clinging to the low 50s, but it's also kind of just a dreary start to the day. A few showers around here on the South Coast, and we're looking at the clouds for a little while longer as well. But as we get to the end of the morning, the clouds are starting to move out. The rain is gone, and we make way for sunshine in the afternoon. Not only that, but temperature is going to get a nice boost as well. Along the coast, we're looking at the upper 50s and low to mid 60s for your highs. But if you go just a little bit inland, you're going to see those temperatures get nice and toasty. We're looking at the upper 60s and low 70s. Even spots in far northern Bristol County could see the mid 70s today. So get outside and enjoy this spring-like warmth. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Oh,
Welcome back in 508-996-0500. Say, it's going to be a great day to go out and get yourself some lunch, right? Because it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be warm. It's going to be cloudy, though. It won't be raining. The rain is going to wear off. So maybe you're going to go out there and participate in the Earth Day cleanup in Dartmouth. Maybe you want to go out and do a little of your own Earth Day cleanup somewhere else. But then treat yourself to some lunch. Or maybe you just hold off and wait and go to dinner later on. Brack's Grill and Tap is the place to go. Brockton and Taunton. Or you can go to Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. Either way, you're going to get good quality home cooking without actually having to do the cooking at home. And what's great about Brack's, especially Brack's Tavern, is they brought the best of Boston Tavern on the menu with the best of Brack's, brought them all together so that you have all your favorites. And I keep seeing people who have gone to Brack's that go to the tavern and come back and say, it's like the best of both worlds. So why not give it a try? Again, Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton, or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. You can find out more about it at BracksGrillAndTap.com. But they've got great lunch specials. You can get lunch for about $12. Where can you get lunch, a full lunch, for $12 anymore? But you can get it at Brack's. And, of course, they've also got great appetizer deals, great drink specials, all kinds of stuff. Make sure you follow them on Facebook. They have a page for each location. Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton. Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton and Taunton. And Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. See, I'm getting them all confused. There's a lot of B's. B's and R's to work out there. But, yes, check it out. And if you're looking for a suggestion, I will always point you to the 1 pound meatball. I'm a big, big fan. Some of the best meatball I'd ever had. And I couldn't finish it. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. It's Hetty Green again. And
hello.
Apologizing this time. I screwed up. Sorry. I had said that Hetty would be on last weekend. It's this Saturday here at the New Bedford Whaling National Park. I gave you the wrong date. We had a problem rescheduling, and I was wrong. So today at 1 o'clock, please.
All right. And 1 p.m. at the visitor center, right?
At 1 o'clock exactly, Visit Center, 33 William Street, always free, absolutely no charge. We welcome people. Please join us. Hetty will talk about the good things about her and the bad things and some of the lousy stuff like the Witch on Wall Street, stuff of that sort. The correct night is this Wednesday. I don't forget I'm doing it again. Again, Saturday, the 26th at 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you so much.
I thank you.
You
have
a good
day.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Get out there and see Hetty Green. And I wonder if Hetty Green had some old wives' tales. I should have asked Irene when we had her on. But we've got these old wives' tales that we're talking about today. And I want to get back into some of them. We got one from New Bedford Dan, who says, butter on your nose on your birthday. It makes the years slip by easier. So there you go. There's one. I was reading some of these other ones, too, that are on the list from Good Housekeeping. Cats suck baby's breath. Listen, I don't believe that at all. But when my son was a baby, we had two cats. We had our boy cat, Edgar. He was all black. He was named after Edgar Allan Poe, who was the sweetest cat in the world. He was scared of his own shadow, even though he was this big, muscular cat. And then we had his sister, who was black and white like a cow, and somehow she got the name Moo Kitty. I think she had a different name, but I don't remember it. Everybody just called her Moo Kitty. And that cat was a jerk. She was an absolute jerk. And we would go into the bedroom, and the cat would be sitting there on top of his chest. Like, no, the cat's going to suck out his breath. But I think that might have come about from, what's that movie? Was it Cat's Eye that that happened in? But it actually goes back 300 years to a case where a child was supposedly strangled to death by a cat. But now, unfortunately, you know, what happens is babies die of things like SIDS. And then they end up blaming the cat if the cat was nearby. Shaving makes hair grow back thicker. Apparently that's not true. Just like plucking, shaving has no impact on the thickness of your hair. Because shaving cuts the hair off at a blunt angle, it can feel thicker and look more noticeable as it grows back in. All right, I guess that makes sense. Hair of the dog cures a hangover. And they're saying that that's not really true. It just delays the inevitable. Yeah, I can see that. Cracking knuckles can cause arthritis. I just don't like it when people crack their knuckles. There's very few things that like weird me out, but that's one of them. Like, I don't want to hear that. That and anything to do with like poking in the eyes, like watching something on TV where somebody has like a needle go in their eye. That weirds me out. Speaking of eyes, eating carrots will give you better eyesight. It's not really true. Being cold will give you one, as we've been talking about throughout the morning. That's not true. The five-second rule. I think we've all tried to apply the five-second rule to something we were about to eat. Bacteria transfers to food starting immediately. But, I mean, come on. You can handle, if it's only 5 seconds worth of bacteria, you can probably handle it. That we eat 8 spiders a year in our sleep. No way. A spider's not going to crawl into your mouth. It's probably more than that anyway. So there you go. Those are some of the old wives' tales according to Good Housekeeping. But I'd be willing to take some of yours. 508-996-0500. Thanks to Jesse for the topic. Also, a couple other things I want to point out. One, if you are a fan, if you remember Mazzilli's Farm Stand in Wareham, it was a business that was around for a long time. And then a couple of years ago, the owners wanted to retire and they turned it over to new people and it didn't work out. And now the original owners are back and it's reopened. So you can check that out. And also, I saw this story in the Wareham Week newspaper. They had the Easter egg hunt that the Onset Bay Association puts on. They held it on Saturday. And they put together over 6,000 Easter eggs all over the park, Prospect Park. They hid these 6,000 Easter eggs all over Prospect Park. And the kids all came to hunt for the eggs. How long do you think it took the kids that showed up there to find 6,000 eggs? It took them about 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds. Within 30 seconds, the entire Easter egg hunt was over. It was probably, it was about a couple of minutes, really. But minutes, not 10 minutes, not 20 minutes, like 2 minutes. It did not take long at all for them to find all 6,000 eggs. It was like the equivalent of Taylor Swift tickets going on sale. You know, there's 60,000 tickets and they sell out in minutes. Well, there were 6,000 eggs and they were gone in minutes. That's impressive. I wonder how much advanced scouting these kids were trying to do, finding out where all those eggs were hidden. See, that's why the Onset Bay Association just have the Easter Bunny do it. The Easter Bunny always comes up with harder to find places. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Well, abracadabra, magic. I don't know if magic is necessarily the same as, you know, old wives' tales, but we're taking your old wives' tales. That was the suggestion from Jesse, and we've gotten some pretty good ones. Dennis says, how about if you dropped a spoon, you would get a female, it says quest, but I wonder if he means guest. If you dropped a spoon, you would get a female quest, and a fork would be a male quest. I don't know if I get that. But I try not to drop any silverware at all because then I got to bend over and pick it up. I don't drop things. I don't want to bend over anymore. And one of the old wives' tales that I'd always heard that it turns out, I don't know where I picked it up from, but I don't know a lot of people that had heard it before, but I guess if you are pregnant, let me see if I remember this correctly. If you're pregnant, you spit into Drano, like you put a little Drano in the, you block off the sink and you put in some Drano. And if you spit into the Drano, if it fizzes, it's a boy. And if it doesn't, it's a girl. I heard that somewhere, and I've looked it up online and didn't see it anywhere. And I've asked other people, and they're like, what are you talking about? But I couldn't have made that up. But no. But that's an old. And what was the other one about pregnancy? Like if your hair curls when. If your hair, this is still the radio, Chris. So if your hair curls when you're pregnant, it's a boy. And if it stays straight, it's a girl. I think that's another one. So I tried getting my ex-wife to try those when she was pregnant, but she wouldn't. She said, no, let's just go pay for a sonogram like normal people. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
So that Drano one must have come from a wannabe plumber.
Maybe.
It's pretty obvious. That's maybe why you couldn't find it anywhere.
I guess.
Hey, question, my friend. Mm-hmm. Last year, you guys had done the contest about mother, daughter's best look alike and all that.
Yes.
I didn't hear you mention it lately. Are they doing that this year?
I believe that they will be bringing it back. Yep.
Okay. And suggestion for the same thing, carry it over to Father's.
We did that Father's last year, day. Yeah.
Okay, good. So last year, when I came in that day, and I was like a couple of days late, I'm definitely going to get it in this time, so.
All right, yeah, I think it'll probably happen, you know, probably the beginning of May, if probably when it launches.
Yeah, and as far as any those old weird things, right? So on fishing, we're best fishing port in the country in the whaling days. If the hatch cover is knocked over or somebody places it upside down, it's a bad omen. You don't leave the dock that day.
Wow.
Yeah. So any fisherman will tell you that one.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's, I'll take that into account.
I made it Easter morning, brought a friend for the first time. They'd never done the sunrise service over there at Fort Phoenix, the 86th year. There was a little over 100 people. And then as I was leaving, somebody sent me a link. There was some people out at Round Hill. And there was even another smaller one down at Fort Tabor. So it's become a very popular thing. It was super windy with the wind coming right down the river from north. So, but a lot of hardy souls stuck it out, and it's a beautiful thing. So,
all right. Thank you for the call.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. You know, I was thinking about another little quirk that I have. If I drop a coin, if it lands tails up, I don't pick it up. If it lands heads up, I'll pick it up. Or if I find, I also don't pick it up if it's less than a quarter, honestly. But, yeah, so if you follow along with me, you'll find some change behind me because I'm always dropping it and I don't care enough to pick it up. I hate change. We fear change. That's my second Wayne's World quote in a day, in one morning. All right, I got to take one final break here and then we'll come back and wrap things up. All right, a reminder that not only is Thursday going to be the day we're going to have someone coming on from Six Flags to talk about their new roller coaster that debuts this year. But also, Thursday's the big day because it's our first $10,000 Thursday. On Thursday, we'll be giving away $10,000 as part of our Money Talks contest, as opposed to the usual $1,000. And then next Thursday also will be a $10,000 Thursday. So we're up in the stakes. You definitely want to be collecting those codes. Of course, every hour we have a code, your chance to win $1,000. But on Thursdays, for the next 2 weeks, it'll be $10,000 Thursdays. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. They make it possible. And you make it possible by listening all day and collecting those codes. So we'll have your next code coming up in the next hour. Chris McCarthy will be taking over with South Coast Now. I know that he has Jesse St. Gelais coming on with him.